so this is it. A lot of people have been waiting for the Big Crit Forever and a Day album review. I got my man Yo31 at Yo31 from the tapedeck.net joining us for this one. So appreciate you coming out, homie. And we all know FIFO is a fan. What, B? Of Big Crit. Alright, so anyway, so B, what you think about the album?
I thought this mixtape was good, man. You know, he took me forever in a day. He took me a day in the life of Big Crit. You know what I'm saying? Standout tracks for me was the theme. I love the theme, man. The Forever in a Day theme, old school joint. And then, of course, he talked about his year 1986 when FIFO was singing. I like that joint as well. People always give him slack about he sounds too southern. I don't mind. If you dope, you a dope artist, man. The beats, I love the jazz samples he was using on this album. It was very, very laid back and cool. I was like, okay, yeah. And I like he has some musicians on there too, some saxophones and some guitars on there. I'm like, okay, yeah. He stepped this game up from his last mixtape. I liked it. You said, what'd you say? Did he?
Yeah.
I think so. Why, you think it's the same? You think it's like at the same level?
Yeah, it sounded like Return of Forever.
Yeah, it sounded like Return of Forever.
So what you think about
that
it?
That was the jazz sample.
I mean, you know, the jazz, nice little wrinkle. You throw a little jazz, you know, artist in there.
Yeah,
have
a lot of
play
a
sax
or whatever. He had one guitarist, but he was throughout the mixtape. But I think that this sounded way different from Return of Forever. For the main fact, this, for the most part, was smooth throughout. You know what I'm saying? It was a real chill, like he said, a day in the life of Big Crit. You know, he took you to the package store. He told you about his 86 Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? He told you about, you know, what the track before Red Eye. Red Eye was one of my favorite tracks on there. But the track before Red Eye, in his verse, he said that the phone was ringing. He didn't pick up, but it was his girl. Then he goes to Red Eye. And then you hear the voice message. So it's a day in the life of Big Crit. And then when he's talking about the preacher that came through talking about, you know, I need money for the collection plate. You know what I'm saying? But he out here getting hoes.
That's real, man.
I like Big Crit. I like Big Crit. He's very introspective. Red Eye is probably my favorite track on there.
I don't think he has a formula that he's been running this whole time. All three projects sound the same in a way. I'm saying that I'm a fan of Big Crit. They're all different, but they all have the same concepts. You know he's going to talk about this girl. He's going to talk about this old school. He's going to talk about the church. He's done it for three projects.
What you want to talk about?
I wanted him to surprise me. Give me something else.
What do you want to talk about?
Every rapper has a fucking formula.
No, it's like, who is
so diverse that every single project, they're talking about completely different material. He's a southern rapper, but he's setting himself apart by talking about what he talks about. How many southern rappers are there that are this introspective, this personal, and this lyrical? And if you look at the production, yeah, it's similar to his other albums, but it gets better.
Exactly.
I'm not speaking of the production. I'm talking about the concept.
I'm talking about the
concept. I'm saying, does not 1986, right? Doesn't that not sound like old school? Does it not sound like that?
No.
That's
completely different.
But the concept though.
Okay, but
do we really need them like that?
Why not?
Once again, what do you want them to talk about? That's like complaining about an Outkast album. Outkast sticks in the same similar content on every album.
He can slim it down. Because these songs we don't necessarily need.
So instead of 17 tracks,
we don't need them. Because I enjoyed the album.
So you enjoyed it all the way through?
Yeah.
You didn't get bored.
He took me a whole day.
That was a whole day.
When he was in Insomnia, he was coming from the strip club. He was banging the chick. This is my Insomnia. Putting her to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bet. I'm proud real quick. I'm going to be at the strip club too.
He
going
to make another song that are completely derivative. Every single time, I give you that. Yeah, it gets old. But Crit, he's doing something that not many Southern MCs are doing. And for him to be this personal on an album, I can appreciate that. This is the most personal he's been. So, I mean, I can't. Well, that's his content. So I can't say that this is too much like his last album. The sound is similar, but this one's got better sounds to me. It had them old Lionel Richie-ass sounding horns and shit. I was loving this album. I dug it. I dug it more than the last album.
I think this was more personal. You know, the thing about Crit, you know what I'm saying? You could tell that he knows what he wants to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you listen to this one especially, you know it was like he thought this shit out.
Sounds focused.
It sounds focused. It sounds like he's like, you know what? This is what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna stick to it. And he delivered. He delivered from track one to track 17.
It doesn't sound like an R&B hip hop mixtape.
I don't know about
that.
Nah, come on.
I mean, if
see, that's why we cut your drinking off.
Crit has that mellow sound throughout the whole album. And it sounds like you can, and it sounds like you can actually put this shit on when you go on a date. It sounds like you can actually, come on, man. I think it is that mellow.
Who the hell are you dating?
I'm just saying.
I
want to
hear
this. What, you going to put on some
Jeezy? I ain't going to put on Red Eye.
Thank you.
But I think sound-wise, the mellowness of it, the production of it. And I think, for the most part, I can kind of see what Yo's saying. I think when I hit track 11, I'm like, damn, is this shit still on? It really seemed like it was forever and a day because there wasn't that much variation.
You know what the problem is? Nigga, you need a motherfucking hearing aid.
You need to listen to the shit that Crit is saying.
You need to listen to the shit Crit is saying, dog. That's the problem.
Look, concept dope, lyrics dope, production dope, but it just seemed like it's the same thing that over and over and over again. I'm waking up and I'm going to go take the whole fucking day, and then I'm. Okay, but 5:04 a.m.
But Return of Forever had a lot of different. This is not the same.
Yeah, Return of Forever was a little bit. I think was a little bit more diverse than this. But I think
exactly. That's what makes this one different.
Exactly.
Because it was a concept album, right? Yeah. So he kind of made it stick with the same sounds, but it didn't get to the point where it was
redundant.
Too much redundant. It didn't get your sound.
The album
had a similar sound, but it wasn't the same song every time. Being a Ninth Wonder fan, I don't see how you're saying this.
But it just seems like, and I feel you, B. I'm
but
totally
it's
with you.
You're
I'm
saying
totally
it sounds the same.
For a concept, yes, I can see how it fit. I just, for me personally, it's like, damn, I just feel like it's the same shit.
It's not.
Really? From song to song.
Are you saying it's the same thing as the last album, or it's the same thing throughout
this
album?
It seemed like throughout this album. It's like,
but
it's,
that was on purpose. It's a concept.
And I give you guys that. But I guess I want to hear country shit. I want to hear something a little bit more.
Well, you're not,
but you know what?
Well, you're not saying the same thing he's saying then.
Right.
Because he's saying that.
I'm saying he's right as far as this album goes. When I heard it, I felt like I've heard this song before.
That's what
you're
saying.
Not exactly the track before, but as far as Crit has rapped this verse before. I've heard.
Are you serious?
You guys heard Crit was here. You guys heard Return of Forever, and you don't think this album has fragments of the beforehand?
Okay, fragments of the
same
thing.
It sounds repetitive. Every rapper does that, dude. Who do you listen to that makes a completely different album
every single time?
It's like
we're all saying, right? This is a concept album, a day in the life of Big Crit, right? Don't you think that if he's taking you through a day in his life, that he's going to have fragments of other parts of his albums, because at the time he wrote it, he was taking parts of his life at the time. So if he breaks down one day of his life, don't you think that you're going to hear different things of the different albums that he has?
But didn't you say this is his most introspective album yet?
It is.
So when you look at it, when you go back to the vent that was on the last album, you can't tell me it doesn't sound like was it Writing on the Walls or something like that?
Handwriting.
It's very similar, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Very introspective, both persons. But I feel like I've heard it before. That's my only problem. I feel like he's slowly getting to the point where he's rapping in a way that is getting repetitive.
All right, I feel what you're saying. I have the same gripes, but taking the fact that this is a concept album, I gotta give him a pass on that. Because it is a concept. I see what they're saying.
On what point exactly?
My criticism of the album.
Which was the sound.
How it sound from track 1 to 2 to 3 to 4.
His criticism sounds like he's saying that Crit just keeps repeating himself.
Yeah. Almost.
But once again, Dre doesn't do that. Big Boy doesn't do that.
Correct something. I like the album. That's not, it's not a bad album at all. I thought it's a problem for me. That's my critique of the album. It sounds like something I've heard from him before. I want him to surprise me. I do.
I have heard it before. I think we all have heard it before.
But I
think
this is a... We've heard it before, but it's better.
But I think he's taking what you've heard before, and he's giving you a day. He's wrapping it into a concept. That's why listening to everybody, you know, jump on me.
This sounds like a really silly criticism to me. And I'm gonna say it because of this. Look, what every single rapper does throughout their career, they put out an album. If people dig it, they take that sound and they improve on it. Every rapper does this.
Whose criticism? His or mine?
I said his. I told you that. Bro, you can't drink no more.
For real? No,
I pointed right at this man right here. He didn't even look like you.
No more
drink. Doing this? I didn't know.
I said.
Come on. He just.
Thank you, dog.
He thought about the statement saying that.
Yeah. Right.
So I want to. Okay.
No, it's not. Yeah. Just go ahead.
Anyway, every good rapper does this. They take elements of their old sound and they improve on it. If they don't do that, what do fans do? They bitch. Lupe. Feel me? So what you're supposed to do if you're a rapper, you take the sound that people know you from and you build on it. That's what Crit's doing. Every album does sound similar, but they get better.
That's what I feel like he did for me. I feel like he improved on the elements that I liked about Return of Forever, because I didn't like Return of Forever in its entirety.
You know what? Prime example. Look at The Roots. Look at The Roots on their last album. That album didn't go up and down like this. It was consistently smooth. Why? Because it was a concept album. And what did Roots do? They took all the pieces from the album prior that everyone loved and they made them better. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, if you want to be an experimental artist, you know, give you a K the I, give you a soul, give you an LP. If you want to be an experimental artist, yeah, you shock people. Because that's what they're used to, because none of your albums sound similar. But he's not a soul, okay, the I, an Alias, or an Aesop Rock. He's not that dude. He's Big Crit. He's a Southern rapper. And as far as a lyrical ability, I put him with the T.I.'s and the Killer Mikes and the Bun B's. But with the personal, introspective lyrics, nobody is really touching him right now when it comes to Southern rappers.
You said that Crit said on the album, he doesn't make hits, he makes albums.
Right.
But he also makes a sound that's accessible. Would you guys agree with that?
I think he makes a sound that's accessible, but not on purpose. I think he's making a sound that is strictly Southern, but he's adding a little bit of extra soul to it. So it's not like he's going out saying, you know what, I want to make an accessible album. He just has a good sound.
Right. It happens naturally. So take that into...
You can tell he soul samples a lot. Right.
I love the way he does production. But so that being said, why has it taken this long for maybe like radio, for more of the mainstream market to latch on to Big Crit? Because his sound...
It's not mainstream.
You don't think it's not mainstream?
That's what he just said. Nope.
The only song that had that cool like hip-hop was country shit.
Nah, man, you know what? I retract what I said earlier.
How do you retract in 30 minutes?
And then he's like... I don't know what to retract. My criticism of the album, you know, put it in perspective, like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? The fact that it's a concept album, you know, yeah, I gotta take a step back on that. So yeah, I kinda fucked up on that earlier. So
you left it by yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Stick to your guns, bro. You getting jumped in the bar right now. He had your back for a minute. Then he's like, oh, they big as hell.
I retract everything I said.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded.
I'll man up.
In the same vein, you were correct in what you said, that I didn't see it as a concept album. I saw it as another Crit mixtape that he put out. And I did have some issues with it, but you're right. I will give you that. It's a great album. I say download this free. And it's Crit. That's what it is. It's Crit. Buy a Cadillac. Right.
Seventeen dope tracks, all Big Crit. What more can you ask for, man? Good production, good MCing. Download it at Dead Hip Hop website, man. Check it out. You won't be disappointed if you're a Crit fan.
Yeah, I think it's a great album. It's a great concept album. I think Crit is really doing something for the South, which is he's breaking stereotypes. He's breaking the "we're not intelligent." Well, I won't say "we" because I'm not Southern, but he's breaking the "Southerners are not intelligent" stereotype. He's breaking the "Southerners are too manly to talk about themselves" stereotype. he's breaking the Southerners are not lyrical stereotype. B. Crit is doing a lot of shit for the South, and I think the South needs to really stand up and get behind him. So yeah, man, I would easily pay money for this album. Easily pay money for this album. So download it for free. You know, if you don't like it, that's cool, but you know, that's it, man. It's a dope album. Pick it up.
If this album was $25, I'd probably buy this shit. If this was $25, I'd probably buy this shit, man. This shit is super dope. I co-sign everything Mike just said. He's breaking all fucking type of stereotypes in the South. Man, he, like Mike said, man, he's showing that you, there's shit down here, you know what I'm saying? It's not just all strip club and, you know, music that don't make no sense and all radio cuts. He's showing that you could be introspective and put everything that you're going through on an album and do it very well. Very lyrical, very heady, very everything, man. Dude is dope. Support Big Crit. Download it on Dead End Hip Hop. Peace out.
Yeah, Crit's dope. The album's dope. Definitely go get it. Then support him when he drop. Fuck people like
Not co-signing.